Okay, we're continuing in the Tanya, in the third perek, the first section in the Chassidus Mavoris. We're on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, and we are in the commentary about six lines from the bottom by the word V'nimtza. Last time we met, the Tanya was explaining to us how the ten spheros operate above, in the way God operates in the world, and below, in terms of this being the godly soul. The godly soul is comprised of the ten spheros. And we divide into the three higher spheros of Chochmah, Bina, and Da'as, and the seven lower spheros of Chesed through Malchus. And as well, we're in the middle of a discussion how the three spheros of Chochmah, Bina, and Da'as are called the Imos, the mothers, and the root of the midos, the characteristics, which are an offspring of Chochmah, Bina, V'Da'as. And Chochmah, Bina, V'Da'as is called the Seichel, the intellect, which is above the lower mido, the lower spheros, which are the midos, the characteristics. So we continue, and there's a very important footnote we're going to get to shortly. So V'nimtza comes out, Shaseichel v'amidos hem kamo eim v'tolados. It comes out that the seichel, the relationship between the seichel, the intellect, and the midos, is like the relationship between a mother and children. U'benefesh alokis, so we talk about the godly soul, what that means for us, is gilui v'hisoerus rikshe ha'ava v'ayir l'kodesh baruch hu, tluim b'havonas v'hasogas. When we talk about the revelation and the arousal and the excitement of feelings of love and fear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what does it depend on? How much love and fear will you have of Hashem? It depends on the understanding and the grasp one has intellectually of the greatness of Hashem. And now in footnote 27, he says a very important explanation. He says, "Zeo, ze shechabad hein imos umakor lamidos." That which the Rebbe is saying, that chabad, chokhma, bina, in das, these are the mothers and the root of the midos. Ein hakavono sheetzem koach hamida notzer min haseichel, does not mean that the actual power of the characteristic is fashioned from the intellect, is formed from the intellect. No. Sherei mafurish la'el, because it's already explained, sha'nefesh klula me'asur b'chinos. We already explained that the soul is incorporated with 10 distinct aspects. Nechlukul ishtayim is divided into two parts, seichel midos, intellect and character. So each one is its own unit that stands alone. The in came, it comes out, kol sheva hamidos kayemes pe'etzem mitoch hanefesh. All seven midos, all seven characteristics, love, control, etc., they all come essentially with, they are all within the soul in and of themselves from their own power. So it's not, don't make the mistake and think that my midos is part and parcel of my seichel, of my intellect. That's not what's going on over here. El appears at Avaru, but rather the explanation is Shigilui Vihis Oirus Hamidos Papoil Hemaidea Sekel. But rather the revelation and the excitement and the arousal of the midos, and they actually occur, it happens through the Sekel which enables that to happen. Ula Dugma, for example. Bemidas Ha'av. Let's talk about the attribute of love. Okay, love is its own force within the godly soul. And a person has the ability to love because of that mida. Mida zukayemes minishama kolasman. That mida is maintained within the soul at all times. This power, this ability to love, which means, as we said already, means the desire to be close, the desire to be attracted to something. That exists within you. Sherei hi achas me eser bechinos hanishama. That's one of the 10 different aspects of the soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitpia b'neshama. However, Hashem implanted within that soul shehasechel hu amigale umotzi es ha'ava min hakoach habo. But it is the intellect that reveals and brings the love out from potential into reality. How is that? V'rak kasher ha'adam misponein umevin umasik b'malis v'toelas dover mesuyim yisor b'rega shavilov. Only when a person reflects and understands and comprehends the virtues and the benefits of a particular thing, then that is the catalyst for now the attribute of love to be felt. You feel love to something that you intellectually understand deserves to be the object of your love. So it's not that the intellect is what creates the love, it is that which awakens the love. Your ability to love is there. That is a quality within the human being. The desire to become close to someone is its own functioning unit. The only question is, who and where are you going to direct that love? So the intellect just tells you where your love should be directed. And then the attribute of love itself takes over and brings that feeling of wanting to become close to the object of that love.
The intellect is the trigger, or...
You have the ability to love. Question is, you don't know what to love. What should I love?
So that's what the intellect comes.
So the intellect will tell you, you know what? He's going to explain it all. If you understand what God is, then you will say, well, now I feel that I want to love Hashem. To the degree that you understand how virtuous Hashem is, you have to use your mind for that, then you're able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very, very important thing he's saying.
You have to have the information first.
Right, but that's all it is information. Once you have the information, then the love itself will now have a direction, and now energies of love, of feeling of closeness, are going to pour out of the attribute of love, because now it's been directed in that direction. This explains the long-winded, repetitive expressions that the Rebbe is using here, where he says, "V'chabad nikra imos umukor lamidos." Kemidos Saint told us Chabad, where it kind of seems to be belaboring the point where he says that Chachma bin and Das, the intellect, is called the mother and the root of the midos, because the midos, they are the children of Chabad. So, like, kind of repeated yourself. The Masher Kasev Umakor Lamidos. That which he said, the words Mekor Lamidos, the root for the Midos. Ena Kavonashi Mekor Visher Shemidos Hime Chabad. Doesn't mean to say the root is from Chabad. Ki Im Hain told us in Chabad. But there's just offspring of it. Aval Shrashav Umakor Namiti Hilamalame Chabad. The root of this love is higher than Chabad. As explained in any place. In other words, because it's coming from the root of Ava, of God, which is above. Remember, the 10 attributes work above, the 10 characteristics work above, the way God runs the world. Those are the godly qualities. They now are put inside the human being. So where does the love that you have from your godly soul, where is it really coming from? It's coming from Hashem above. That's where it's coming from. You need a catalyst to arouse it. So that is the Chochma Bina Das below, arouse it. But it's not rooted in Chabad. Chabad just triggers it, that godly ability to love that is now within you, that comes from a very high place, is able to act. Klomer, meaning to say, Zeh Shechabad Hein Mekor Lamidos. The fact that the aspect that Chabad is the root of the Midos, Hurak Bekach Shamidos Hein Toldos Chabad, only to the extent that Midos are offspring of Chabad, meaning Shehiskaluson Bepol Hiyadei Sechel, that their revelation in actuality comes through the Sechel. The Sechel just helps it become revealed, but it is always there. Okay, so not to confuse the two. They're separate entities. They all come from a godly place. But this one needs to be aroused, needs a trigger. So obviously, you see from this that if a person does not use his mind, he will not accurately understand where to direct his love. That is, and as we said, and therefore it is impossible to love anything or anybody without thinking about it. And this is the one of the critical aspect of what Chabad Chassidus focuses on. The focus on you have to focus very much on your intellect. You have to be a very strong, that is the most, what do you want to say, strongest aspect, the leanings of a particular group of Hasidim, to focus a tremendous amount on Chochmah Bina V'Das to a very high extent. If you don't understand something, you are not capable of loving something. It's as simple as that. And therefore, if you want to be able to love, people say, I don't love anybody, because you're not thinking. We live in a generation of people who, you know, they use words that they don't understand, and they don't mean. When you say you love someone, you know, it can only happen after you've really thought long and hard about the virtues of that person. And that's what you have to have, to have true love. If you don't have that deep heart thinking, what happens is, You're not using your godly soul. What are you using? You're using animalistic soul. The animalistic soul definition of love is not the same definition of love that comes from a godly soul. Right? In other words, if ahava means the desire to come close to something. Right, that's what ava means, the desire to come close to something. That desire can come from the godly soul. It can come from the animalistic soul. And then it's going to have altogether different implications. If it comes because you really understand something, really want to be close and at one with that item, then it will not have selfish, self-serving needs. If, on the other hand, you're using your animalistic soul, then you're looking for one thing. How does my love benefit me? And it's totally shelo lishma. It's totally not virtuous love. Right? You come from the animal, and that's where you can get confused. That's why he has to explain clearly what are the tools of the godly soul, what are the tools of the animalistic soul. So you don't get confused with what's racing through your mind.
Love is just an example, right?
It's like that. Excuse me. Well, there's seven spheros. Chabad, because you'll see that everything he's going to explain in the next section, how Ava and Yira are the two primary midos. Everything else really comes out of Ava and Yira. So how you're going to act, you know, if you're going to want to be humble, you're going to want to be work on something consistently, right? Netzach, to be consistent with something, you'll only consistently be with something if you love that something. If you love Torah is something you should love. It's something you should love. How are you going to love Torah when you're going to be able to understand how tremendous it is? If you understand that Torah is the manifestation of God's will, if you really understand how beautiful that is, that's something you want to be close to. Okay, so that will trigger your love for Torah. Good. So you have a love for Torah. So now to have a love for Torah, you have to get up 6 o'clock in the morning. Now what midah, 5:30, what midah has to work for you to get up at 5:30 in the morning? You need the midah of netzach, eternity, endurance. So that is a direct manifestation of love. Right? And on the other hand, yira means that you want to be distant from something. So then there's going to be a certain degree of humility that's necessary. So it all comes one from the other. And then the synthesis mitos as well. So they all, if you're not loving something, then the other mitos aren't going to be activated. If you're not in fear of something, the other mitos aren't going to be activated. So that's clear. So it all bases on the Chabad. That's clear. Without the Chabad, you don't have any of this. Okay. Continuing back upstairs, as it's explained in Rambam, as we will learn when we start learning the new section of Rambam next week, this is exactly what the Rambam says. V'heichi aderech la'avaso v'iraso. What is the way to love and fear Hashem? So look at the key words. V'shashi yisponein ha'adam. When a person reflects, yisponein, his bonenus, bina. V'yira mehem chachmasa. And you see his great wisdom. Shein lo erech lo keitz. There's no limit to God's wisdom in this world. If you would really reflect on that. Miyadu Oev, immediately he would love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisava Tava Gadol Leda Hashem HaGadol, and he'd be aroused with a great lust to know his great name, etc., etc. So that's love. And then he brings down, and then Miyad, and after that, immediately, Hunir Sa Lachrav, he moves back. He recoils. V'yipachedi, and he becomes afraid. Both midos get activated. When a person really understands what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, he's going to explain all this in detail in the next section. Ubilchus Shuvah, the same thing the Rambam says, Ubilchus Shuvah. Eino Eva Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elabedas Shedehu. You cannot love Hashem unless you use your intellect to know Him. Valpi Hadeya Tiava. According to the knowledge, so will be the love. Ima'at Mat, if there's a little knowledge, there's a little love. Vim Harbe Harbe, if there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of love. And that's why it's important to get to know Hashem before any tragic events happen in your life. If you get to know Hashem, there's a lot of good to know in Hashem. And if you keep focusing on all that good throughout your life, you'll find that for years and years and years, you are being overwhelmed with God's love. And then when something isn't going your way, it becomes a small little bump along the way. Because if your knowledge of Hashem is 20, 30 years of good things, okay, so something that isn't going the way you want it to go. You say, well, I know He loves me so much. This is something He must be doing through love, but I don't understand it. If you don't think about Hashem your entire life, and the first thing that wakes you up is some tragedy, then your only knowledge of Hashem is bad knowledge of Hashem. Then you're not going to love Him. It's as simple as that. Ubehem shech haperek, and as we continue on in this perek, Yivar Rabbeinu Barucha Keitzer Asechal So Nefesh Elokis Molidas Midos Seha Avashem V'Yiraso. In the balance of this parak, the Baal HaTanya will explain at great length how does the intellect of the godly soul spawn the characteristics of love and fear of Hashem. Okay, now in the italicized section here, Hagdoras Halalu Shel Kochas HaNefesh, with these definitions of the power and forces of the soul. Aleph. Sheheim mechulakim l'shnayim. Number one is they're divided into two groups. Seichel u'midos. Intellect and character. That's number one. Beis. Shekochas ha-seichel heim makor ha-midos. The power of the intellect is the root of the midos. We're saying that it reveals the power of the midos. Maskel Rabbeinu likpoa es echad yesodos ha-ikarim shel derech avodas Hashem amvur b'sefer HaTanya. That Baal HaTanya is beginning to establish one of the fundamental principles of serving Hashem as is explained in the Tanya. He's beginning to teach us the pathway of serving Hashem in an inner way, in the deepest way. Kate, and which brings us to the ultimate beginning of the Sefer. Remember what the original question was, right? How is it possible for a person to change his inner aspect, inner being, in a way that he can serve Hashem even in his heart? We said, how can you make the person want to serve Hashem? As it says, in your mouth and in your heart to do it. So how can I get my heart to want to serve Hashem? That's a feeling. So he says, it isn't that hard, but you got to start with your intellect. If you're going to use your intellect properly, then the heart will follow. And then you'll see that what does Hashem want? He only wants, it's not such a hard thing. But you have to be willing to use your brains. Lefi Yisodza, based on this fundamental principle, Hamafteach, Lavodas Hashem, Bederach Zu, Toli Behapfolos, Koiches HaSeichel, Shel Nefesh Elokis. The key to serving Hashem in this way depends on the actualizing the forces of the intellect of the godly soul. Since the midos are going to come out from get aroused from what the seichel develops. To get to a true service of the heart. Real, true, godly feelings. You have to, first of all, have a very clear recognition of the greatness and exaltedness of Hashem. That's point number one. Yisrael Kain, more than that. Im kol midas v'chol regesh, if every characteristic and every feeling, gam b'nyol amom, even regarding this world, hein tolodas ha-sechel, comes from the intellect, hadvarim nechonim shivasayim bis'orus rikshah lev klapei kodesh baruch hu. So these things become correct in seven ways, in arousing the feelings of the heart towards Hashem. If it's love, if it's fear, etc. Kena Adam Gashmi Misragesh Mispal El Midavar Shu Mukhshayesla. A physical person only senses and gets aroused from something that he can sense and feel. Oh Al Kopadi Nirgash Bomagnafsha, or at least if he senses and feels in the depths of his soul. Therefore, he actually sar Beregesh Amiti Lalokus. Therefore, it's impossible to arouse oneself with true God feelings to God that are not being, you know, taken in a physical way. Without a recognition of the greatness of Hashem in the intellect of the head. That way Hashem will get close to Hashem, the person will get close to Hashem in his brains. And we say, then he can get close to Hashem in his heart. Here's the point. In other words, the point is, how can you love something you can't feel? I have no feelings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is an abstract concept. When can you love an abstraction? So he's saying, the intellect is able to grasp abstract concepts that are very far from the person's physical world. Once the idea is grasped solidly in the brain, it can now make its way into the feelings of the person. Right? People, again, this idea of the concept of God, you cannot fall in love with a concept. You can only fall in love with something that you really feel. So you have to start by, it has to become real intellectually, says the Baal HaTanya. Intellectually, you can make God comprehensible to you, and there's something real about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you intellectually, your mind totally understands. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who's kind and loving to you. And once the mind solidly grasps it, then it's able to influence the heart to have feelings towards that. That's what he's saying, and that's the key. Therefore, whether you don't use your brains, you ain't going to get anywhere. If you just live with this concept of there being a God, you know, it doesn't do anything to make that feeling. It's not going to work. Zosvot, and this and more. Mizesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitbiya b'nefesh adam shasechol moli d'magala samidah shebelev. Since Hashem implanted the soul of a person that the intellect can reveal these midos in the heart. Nidal havin gam keitzad korav ma'od l'chalodim lavodas Hashem gam b'libo. That's why the pasuk says, it's very close to you. This mitzvah of closeness to Hashem is very, it's close to, it's easy, even in your heart. That a person will yearn, truly yearn, to get close to Hashem and live a spiritual life. Even though it would appear to be hard, what's hard? It would seem it's very hard to turn the heart from lusting the pleasures of this world to love Hashem truly. That would seem to be a very hard task, kiner b'chush, as we see out there in the real world. But now he's saying it's not as hard as you think it is. Why? Because you have all the tools within yourself to do it. The definition of hard and easy is one thing. Are you able to do it? That's all. If you're able to do it, it can't be hard. Because you could do it. If you're not able to do it, to fly, that's very hard. Because I can't. Without a plane, with my hands, I can't fly. I can't fly. That's impossible. To love Hashem, that's easy. What I mean, easy means I can do it. Right? Some things, you know, can be beyond you. I don't know if everybody can be an astrophysicist. I don't know if that's possible, because some of us aren't that smart. But to love Hashem, Hashem gave you within your holy soul enough brains to understand Hashem. He gave you enough brains to understand Hashem. You have to do the work. That's another side. But that's going to take time. Time? That's not an excuse. People feel if it takes a long time, it's hard. That's not the definition of hard. It could take a long time. But if you're able to get it done, then it can't be hard. Hard means you can't do it. That's what he's saying. He's saying, yes, where am I now? And why is that so? Well, where did I go now? I'm sorry, I got lost. We're 5 minutes to the bottom. Because every person has the ability to activate at any time the powers of the intellect from the holy side, from the fact that, as he'll say later on, that your brain is in your control. As opposed to the feelings and the characteristics of a person, it's very hard to change your feelings and your midos to the side of wholeness. That is hard. Because your feelings, it's hard to control your feelings. That part is hard. But the powers of intellect, that is in your control. Why? You're able to reflect on things as much as you want. You want to think about something? You can always think about something. Feeling something? That's another story. So if you want to start from the lower 7 midos first, you're going to be in big trouble. Hey, a person loves food, loves physical pleasures in this world. So it's going to be very hard to love Hashem. It is. It's very hard to love Hashem. It's hard to love something that's abstract versus something that's right in front of you. It's very hard. But the fact, and that's really not in your control. Therefore, the person has to have a certain degree of being an intellectual. Intelligence is in your control. You are able to think. And if you spend more time thinking, the seichel will develop this concept to becoming something real, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu can be more real to you in your mind than a wonderful cheesecake is standing in front of you. The brain is eminently powerful and capable of doing all those things. Once the brain shows you that there's an amazing Kaddish Baruch Hu, then it's a very simple task to just, then the love will automatically focus in that direction. So it's him, Gam, Kasher Adain in a Margish Mum Belev. Even though you don't feel anything in the heart, you have no feeling to Hashem, but understanding can come without feeling. Umiyach, Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu, be the next page. B'nefesh Adam Shasechel Hu, Mekor Lamidos, Vumolidosam. And now that Hashem implanted within the godly soul, that the intellect is the root that can reveal the characteristics. Harei Kishis Boinin, B'moicha B'gadlos Hashem Kedaboy. If a person would think and reflect with his brain about the greatness of Hashem as one should think about it, then Yuchalishlot, he's able to control to at least some degree. You can now impact on the feelings of your heart and arouse and awaken love and true fear to HaKadosh Baruch. So this becomes a key element in Avodas Hashem. You gotta think. Right, most people think Chabad Chassidus is just drinking vodka, which is ridiculous. That's the only part that's a lot. There are certain people, that's the only part that they relate to. But the real people who are running the show there, they understand that it's an intellectual process. Okay, where does a drink fit in? All right, it's Kiruv, it's things like that. But the real Etzem Chabad is a very serious Avodas Hashem. And to the degree that you really using your intellect, to that degree, then it can be a very emotional experience as well. But the intellectual experience must come first. And once you have the intellect grasping Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the rest is easy. The rest is easy, because your midos automatically will respond to what the intelligence is telling it to be directed towards. So the game is the trench where the game is won or lost is in the brain. And obviously, you understand, it's going to come through the amount of how you're going to use the brain to come to understand how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Right? That's what the Bilvavi was saying a number of weeks ago. And that's what the Rambam is going to say next week. It's all the same thing. Yeah.
This assumes and is based on the premise that intelligence is equal to all human beings.
No, it doesn't have to be equal. Everyone is capable of understanding Hashem to the level he's capable of understanding. And to that level, he's capable of loving Hashem. You're right. Some of the bigger neshama will have bigger abilities
We're talking about intelligence, not neshama now. This is the point.
The neshama is the source of the intelligence. This ability to grasp Hashem is directly coming from the godly soul.
Right.
The godly soul has the ability to understand Hashem. Yes, there are greater souls that can understand more. There are lesser souls that can understand less. But each one can grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the level that it can grasp it. And to whatever level you can grasp Hashem, you're capable of loving Hashem to that level. Even the simplest person, if they're willing to spend the time and think about it, whatever level that they can appreciate, they will appreciate and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So having said that, a rabbi or somebody in control of...
should love Hashem more.
Right, number one. And number two, should not expect everybody in his congregation, let's say, to do exactly the same thing as somebody with a bigger soul does. In other words, what I'm trying to say that not everybody's equal in this respect, unfortunately.
Not everybody's equal, but for example, everyone's got enough brains to love Shabbos.
Some may not have that brain.
No, they're not using their brain.
Wow.
You know why? Because when the rabbi is giving a class, they're outside schmoozing. Or they're not listening, or they're falling asleep in the drush. The point is, to the degree that people learn, that's the degree that they are going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Or they improve their intelligence, in other words.
The degree that you're learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to that degree you will love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. You've got to learn Torah. If you go to a Parsha class, who are the people that I was makarv the most? The ones who went to my weekly Parsha class, week after week after week, every Parsha class peels away another layer of how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Right? You say, wow, this Torah is fascinating. Right? And that brings you to intellectually understand Hashem more.
But these people started with a battery of intelligence that was already higher than some other people. In other words, there are people out there in the street who don't even want to walk into our shul.
So if they don't want to walk in, that's a problem. That's a problem. You're right. If they don't want to use their intelligence, it's a problem. But they have it. And if they would allow themselves, if they would be as open-minded and liberal as they suggest they are, which they're not, they're a bunch of liars. Liberal means you expose yourself to everything. Isn't that what liberal means?
Yeah.
It means everything has a voice. How come when it comes to religious things, they close off to it? It means they're not liberal. They're a bunch of liars. They should never... They're the biggest fakers in the world. If you want to be liberal, come to Yeshiva for 6 months and then criticize it. No. To India, you can go. To China, you can go. To take drugs, you can go. To go to native experiences with the Indians, you can go. Everything you can do, but not to have a native experience with Torah. So you're not liberal. I'm more liberal than them. Okay, you want to tell me about the Mishigasim? I'll listen. Okay, but so they're not liberal. But if you're not going to open yourself intellectually, then you're doomed to never find anything in your life. You're right. But the ability is there. And that's why, you know, you try very hard to bring them to encounter an experience with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what you try to do. So there's different methods of Kiruv. That's what Kiruv's all about. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the people who we are makariv and that things develop more, right? You will see who are the people that are willing to stick around till Shabbos ends late are the ones who love Hashem more. How they love Hashem more? Because they're learning more about Hashem. That's all. That's what you'll find. That's what you'll find. Okay. So now, we can skip the Kitzur, because we've already reviewed this enough. We move now to page Kuf Mem, which is now the second section, the Chelek Beis of the third chapter. There's three sections to the third chapter. So below the line. So now we have, this chapter will now show you how you develop the love and fear of Hashem. So he says, Talich hitavus yiras Hashem vavoso al yedei hasoga begadlus shal kodesh baruch hu. The pathway of bringing into reality the fear and love of Hashem depends on the grasp of the greatness of Hashem. So now, the next two words are the words of the Baal HaTanya. Ubeir ha'inyan. Now let's explain this concept. So now the Chassidus and Mavoris explains in the brackets. V'hem shech dvarach, the next words, Mavara beinu v'pratiyos es hatalich shel tolada holadas midos ha'nevesh ha'lokish me'achach m'binim da'ashalah. This balance of next section of the chapter is going to go into detail the pathway of spawning the and activating the midos of the godly soul from the intelligence of Chachma Bina Vendas that the soul has. Utchila mevar bekitzer. In the beginning, he explains briefly. Now he's going to explain the essence of the powers of Chachma Bina. Now he's going to spend the next few pages explaining how Chachma and Bina operate. And how that spawns feelings of love and fear for Hashem. So now the Baal Tanya continues. Kinei haseichel shebenefesh hamaskeles shomaskil kol davor nikra b'shem chachma. So he says the intellect within a nefesh maskeles, he's using a new term now, nefesh maskeles, the intellectual soul, which is able to intellectualize anything, is called the name Chachma. So let's have the Chassidus verse explain this cryptic line. He explains, HaNefesh HaLokis Nikris Gam B'Shem Nefesh HaMaskelis. So now we have a number of terms. The godly soul, Nefesh HaLokis, has another synonym, and that is Nefesh HaMaskelis, the intellectualizing soul. The Tamadover, and the reason is, because in this godly soul, Hasekel Hu Aikar, the intelligence is primary. Fusholet al kol shar hakochos, and it controls all the other forces. At kedekach, to the point, Shemoko Mishka Nefesh Elokis, Ubamokhan Shbarosh. The place where the godly soul dwells is where? In the brains of the head of the person. And footnote 30 says, as opposed to the animalistic soul, that where's the primary residence of the animalistic soul? Is in the heart. And that's how it spreads to the rest of the body. So we'll see, it's all going to need lots of explanation. But again, the main, if you want to know where the godly soul, even though it affects all levels, it's nefesh, ruach, neshama, ruach, nefesh, that will impact the entire human body, the godly soul, but where's the root of it? All is in the brains. Right? Next paragraph. V'ine, gidro shel koach haseichel, the definition of this power of the intellect, ho yecholis lahasik inyan sichli ba'ofen she'inyan chodeid el toch moach ha'odam v'nitves nikubo. The definition of this intellectual power is the ability to comprehend intellectual concepts in a way that the concept penetrates deep into the mind of the person and is totally absorbed into that mind. That's what your brain is able to do. It's able to do it because the godly soul, it uses the physical brain as a tool that can be used to absorb. I mean, you have to use some of your body, has to be part of the story here. So the brain is capable of thinking of a lot of things. One of the things it's capable of thinking of is godly concepts. Now, this is only something that a Jewish brain can do. A non-Jewish brain cannot do this. And a Jewish brain can really comprehend in a clear way what God is about to the extent a human being is able of thinking of this. And so that an intellectual concept can penetrate and be absorbed into the mind as it should be. Yesu talich ben shloshom. There is a pathway of three stages. Shabachol echad mehem poel echad mishloshes hakocha shelasechol chach minudas. Each one has its own step, power of chach minudas. Okay? The ability to absorb information. There's three types of intelligence that are functioning of chachma binimudas. This all has to be explained. And that's how you're able to have these godly concepts become absorbed in a very clear way into the brain. And that's what he's going to explain here in the more immediate time, chachma bina, while das is something he will explain at the end of the parak. So koach ha-chochma, so what is the power of chochma? Hu ha-koach ha-rishon, mi-bein shloshes koachas ha-sechel. It's the first power, the first step of the powers of intellect. B'shalav zeh, tofes ha-odem es ha-nakuda ha-klolis shel ha-rayin v'asfar. Chochma is the ability to grasp something in a general way. Getting the general logic. The generality. Klomar, meaning to say. B'chol rayin sichli, in every intellectual aspect, there's the point, the nakuda, the point of the idea, the point of the logic, the overall idea, and then there's the details that goes into great length, laorech, larochev, laomek, into great breadth and depth. And in other words, a fully developed idea comes from a, we call it a brainstorm or a kernel of intelligence. There's a primary understanding, the main point, but then that main point has to filter into all the details that surround it. Ubishalav ha-chachma, in the level of chachma, tov sinasat nekuda, valos prate ha-sfara. You only are able to grasp the main point, and not the details. Because at this point, the idea is not totally absorbed within the person. He only has the idea in general. He has a general understanding of the concept. An example, which might not be so easy, maybe not the best example. A person is working hard to understand a piece of Gemara that's very difficult with lots of questions. He's going through the whole Gemara, he's not getting it. He's not getting it. He's got this question, that question, it doesn't make any sense to him. He thinks about it. All of a sudden, a thunderbolt comes in. A blitz. All of a sudden, one concept comes into his mind. He says, well, how about if I would look at it this way? Well, wait a minute. If I look at it this way, it's like light has come into the brain. The idea of the light bulb turning on. He finds the proper way to resolve the issues. At that moment, he can't tell you how all the questions get answered. But he says, now that I have a way of looking at this, you know, I didn't think of it this way. Now I think of it this way, you know, perhaps, you know, I could think that maybe we could start, now that I comprehend the concept a little differently, I see there might be a way to answer all the questions. And by him it's still not yet clear. What person says, you know, I haven't worked it fully through yet. What does that mean? It means the chachma has been activated, but not the bina. There's the seed of the idea. But still, he feels by himself that if I clarify the point, all the questions will get answered. This thunderbolt is called chokhma. It's also called haskalah, enlightenment. You become enlightened. Zeh perish, and that's what it means when it says asechel, the sechel shu hamaskil kol dover nikra b'shem chachma, that enlightens something. That's called the chachma. Chachma hu hakoach hazeh Shebesechel shenyana lahaskel chodover. This chachma is the power to enlighten every aspect. So let's say a person looks at Shabbos. I'll give you a simple example, more practical. Shabbos. A person can go through their life saying Shabbos is the world of don't. And then the person asks questions. Why can't I go to the beach? Why can't I pick up the phone? I enjoy, it's a day of rest. I rest by turning on the radio and listening to nice music. I rest by going to the beach. Why can't I walk more than 2,000 amas outside the city? I enjoy going for a walk. There's lots of questions. But when the person then gets that first grain of chachma, the chachma, you say, instead of calling it a day of rest, even if you just use a simple term for a simple mind person, it's a romantic getaway with Hashem. That's the thunderbolt. It's a romantic getaway with Hashem. Then of course I don't want to answer the telephone. Then of course I don't want to go too far away from the object of my love. I don't want to be distracted by it. Then all of a sudden they go, oh, now I understand. Now I can understand. So why can't I do this? Why? And you work it through. Then all of a sudden everything becomes clear. That's the bina. Now I can see why I can't turn on the radio. Now I can see why, because if I did this, it won't fit into this idea and this and that. So and that one follows the other, and then everything becomes clear. Right. So that's what is explaining chokhmah. We'll stop to continue with more explanations of that. Okay. Have a good Erev Shabbos.